This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Seven people were injured at an Aurora outdoor pool today when maintenance personnel found a pump leaking chemicals into the air. The pump was shut down before first responders arrived. Aurora Fire Rescue treated seven people with non-life-threatening injuries. Five of them were taken to area hospitals. The pool was closed shortly after the incident and is waiting for repairs. Grand Junction will honor Black culture and history tomorrow afternoon with its Juneteenth celebration in Lincoln Park. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
The event started in 2020, before Juneteenth became a federal holiday. Organizer David Combs says it means a lot to the community, even though only about 1% of the local population is Black.
And it's not just African Americans that it's important to. There are a lot of people out there, the abolitionists. We still have those people today. They're not fighting against slavery, but they're fighting against cultural injustices.
The celebration will include food and dance competitions, as well as awards for inclusive community members. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Leaders at Denver Public Schools have approved new rules in deciding how to consolidate schools. The policy adopted yesterday says test scores cannot be the sole justification for closing a school. However, district leaders may still consider those scores when deciding a school's future. Financial viability will remain at the center of those closure decisions, which also must consider how to prevent segregation. Chalkbeat reports the state's largest school district expects enrollment to drop another 8% by 2028. This is CPR News.